Tonight I'd like to share with you a yesod of the Netziv, which has to do with Pesach, and has to do with Sukkot, and has to do with Kiddush and Avdalah, which is the sugya here in Arvei Pesachim. The Netziv, as a young man, was not known as an Eloi. He married into the Volozhin, the Chaim Volozhin of Mishpacha. When he published the Hamik Shaila, which was his first major sefer, his godless was seen. There are many yesaidis in the Hamik Shaila, which answer kashas all over Shas. With one yesaid, he answers kashas in many places, and one of them is in the Hamik Shaila Simen Nun Gimel. It's mentioned in the sheets I have here. I'd like to share the yesaid with you, and I'll tell you what the shaychus is to our sugya of Kiddush and Avdalah, to Pesach, and to other places as well. The Nidain is how to define a kiyum mitzvah. When a person has a mitzvah to do, and you can be out to the mitzvah in a second, or a minute, or 3 minutes, what happens afterwards? Is the mitzvah over, or is the mitzvah not over? And one example would be picking up a lulav. The Gemara says, Mida'agbe nofikbe. That before you shake the lulav in any direction, Mida'agbe, when you pick it up, you yaitza. So the Rishash there asked Akasha, why didn't you Mida'agbe? Why didn't you need to pick it up? Even when you hold it in your hand, you yaitza. What's Mida'agbe nofikbe? Notice he's defining the mitzvah as the first second you take the lulav in Esrog. It's hard to understand that there's no continuation of the mitzvah after you picked it up. So the Netziv writes as a yesod that all mitzvahs can be mekoyim, what he calls a hamshacha. Even though the mitzvah d'oraisa, it can be yaitza in a second or a minute or whatever time, there's a hamshacha of a mitzvah. It's possible to stretch the kiyum and yemekayim d'oraisa in the hamshacha sazman, except, he says, for those mitzvahs where the Torah explicitly or by mashmois excludes it. But his chiddush is that it's shayah to stretch mitzvahs, and the stretching of the mitzvah, let's say the taking of the lulav, even though you could be yaitza when you pick it up, but if you pick it up, and like the Anshei Yerushalayim, you carry it through the streets, or like we do, we shake the lulav in all directions, or those who are mahadir make the bracha right before halal, so that's one holding straight through halal, so then that's all one. That's all part of the kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's in the Netziv's yesod. And with that, he answers kashas like all over the place, and I'll mention a few of them.
Does that mean the kind of mitzvah every second he's holding it? Or does that mean that it's just one long mitzvah?
Well, in Shemayim, if they score it as one or as 21, I don't know how it works in Shemayim. But the kiyum has a hamshacha. It's all part of the d'oraisa. Okay, so again, I don't know by the mitzvah if he means that it becomes one mitzvah or it becomes more mitzvahs. I don't know. But that's... What? Pashas, you put it down. Pashas, you're right. It could be if you put it down that. It could be. It could be. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it. I want to share the yesod, and that's the... there's a lot to clear, but I'd like to show you how the yesod answers many, many problems. Well, first let me talk about Kiddush and Avdalah. The Gemara here in Arvei Pesachim darshins achrei walayayin that there's a milah to make Kiddush or Avdalah on wine. You can be yaitza without wine, but there's a milah. Some Yishan holds a milah d'oraisa, a milah d'rabbanan, but certainly it's a milah to make Kiddush on wine. So many of the G'dayli Achrayim, Nabi Huda, Rabbi Kiveger, Nachsam Seifer, don't understand what we do. All of us, we're really yaitza Kiddush b'tfilah. The Gemara says it can be yaitza kiddush either in the davening or ala kais. The Gemara says there was a tkufa where they were aniyim and they used to just make havdalah only in davening and not ala kais. Hashiru kavu ala kais. And if yaitza with davening, so what in the world are we doing? Well, you could do, you could be yaitza kiddush ala kais, which is more muhadr, or not ala kais, which is less muhadr. So why are we doing the less mehuda way first? We should do the lechayra, once you do kiddush and tefillah, bang, yaitza. what are you doing later? Kiddush alakais, it's a drabana to do alakais. Why not do the derais alakais? Why not make kiddush alakais first? This is a kasha they ask. They ask even more. Ladies are mechuyev in kiddush min hatayra. If a man daven shemayin esrei in shul, he's yaitzei the deraisa. He comes home, his kiddush is a drabana. How's he might see his wife? This is the kasha that the Rabbi Yehuda asked, Rabbi Akiva Anger asked, and you know, some cipher. So the Netziv says, as you say, he says, a person can be yaitzei kiddush as he wishes. If you want to make a kiddush, like a hamshacha of kiddush, you're going to be mekadish Shabbos, betfilah, and be mekadish alakais. So they're all part of the deraisa. They all become part of the kiyam deraisa. There's no iser hefsik in the kiyam of a mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah b'am shacha, and it's straight through. He brings the Gemara. Sandy's making a face at the Netziv. So he brings one, but he says, one Gemara says a beferish. Okay, listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says a chagiga, as you know, is a mitzvah of karba chagiga. Now, on Yom Tif, you're only allowed to be makriv a karbin shemitzvasei hayoyim. You can't just make nedarim and nedavis and do malacha on Yom Tif for stam a karbin. It has to be a karbin shemitzvasei hayoyim. The Gemara says, Masechtas Chagiga, that you yoytze karba chagiga with one animal. You take one animal, you bring it as a chagiga, you yoytze. The Gemara says, higdish asara behemis for a chagiga. So makriv is kulam. If you want to do chagiga with one animal, you yaitze. You want to do chagiga with 10 animals, you're also yaitze. How? Those are the darim and the davis, the optional karbanis. How could you be makriv them on Yom Tov? So he says, you see the yisoid that the chiyuv is one animal. If you want to do chagiga with 10 animals, you can do it with 10 animals.
You can shat the animal.
But karbanis, it's a sugi in the second parak and bay. Machlokes is if you can bring, we don't bring the darim and the davis on Yom Tov. So the maisa, that's the chagiga case. I think he goes through 11 mitzvahs that he explains that way. Chagiga is a beferish of Gemara. Kiddush and Abdallah, he's coming to explain. He says it very briefly, but he's coming to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kibeg and the Vinuchsam Sefer, which is what the Me'adim Zmanim here is Ma'arachon, because that's the Ura Gemara. And then he talks about Bris Mila. It says by a Mila, that as long as you're doing a Mila on Shabbos, Chayzer, Afilo Altitz and Shei Ma'akvim. Someone does a Bris, and the piece of the Arla that wasn't cut off. It says as long as you're doing the Bris, you can do another cut, which is a Malacha. For Tzitz and Shein Ma'akvim, for a piece of skin that's not ma'akim. It says that once you finish the bris mila, then you notice, then you can't go back. But b'shas bris, you could do another malacha for tzitz and shei ma'akim. For some, it's not ma'akim in the bris. He says the same thing. The key of mitzvah is with rive of the arla. And if you everybody wants to do a hamshacha, wants to do the mitzvah with as much of the arla as he can remove. And memela, it's all of that is a chelik of the mitzvah. Now, when it comes to matzah, which is our topic for this coming week, the Har Tzvi, I think it's our Chaim Tshuva Beis, explains the Netziv Legabe Matzah. Netziv says, the same thing about matzah, you can be yaitzah one kezayis. You eat a kezayis and you yaitzah. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah with eating more matzah, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa with as much matzah as you want. What does he gain with this? There's a Rashbam on Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph. Daf Yomi is holding around there. The last Rashbam, I think, before the Mishnah, who indicates, it says, we don't eat anything after the Afikayman. We want to have the Tam Matzah. What Tam Matzah? The Matzah of the Mitzvah we had a long time ago. You want to have the Tam of a snack of Matzah that you had at the end? What's the Tam Matzah? The Matzah is Afikayman. What's a matzah safikayman? So Rashi, the Rashbam calls it matzah chayva, a matzah of chayva, which is it's a dechal ala soiva, which is a milati matzah ala soiva. Why is that a mitzvah? Why is that a time of a mitzvah? Nitziv says, his yisayid, or Hasi explains the Nitziv, with this yisayid, it can be yitzit a mitzvah of matzah, just like lulav. You can be yitzit by shaking the lulav and done, by picking up the lulav and done. Or you can be mamshach the mitzvah, you can do a hamshach of the mitzvah, and let the mitzvah continue. And then the whole thing is part of the kiyum d'oraisa, since we know we're going to eat matzah, and kairach, and afikayman. So all of that, we're choosing to include that all in the mitzvah d'oraisa. So that the whole achila of matzah is all part of the kiyum of the d'oraisa. He explains with this benching. It says in halacha many times that sholosh brachos d'oraisa. The first three brachos are mitzvah d'oraisa. It's clear from the Gemara, they didn't always make all three brachas. It's very clear from the Gemara that until they went into Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara seems to say they didn't make brachas al haaretz. Until David didn't make brachas. The Gemara says a lashon that somebody who said in Aramaic, he thanked Rabbi Shalom for his food, is yaitza benching. It says a payel doesn't make three brachas. A payel makes just two brachas, the Gemara says. So how could you say Sholish Brachas Deiraisa? Sholish Brachas Deiraisa, if you're Mesupik, if you said all three, you bench over. You whichever one you're Mesupik. Make up your mind. Three are Deiraisa or not? The Tzivji site again. The Tzivji site is that you can be Aitza with one. But you have a right to be Mamshav, to stretch your Kiyama Mitzvah to as much as you could. And Memela, you're Mekayim it however you want. He says the same thing about shofar. A shofar, it always bothered me. We blow shofar, we have the meaning from the time of the Gaon, and we blow 100 kailas in shul. There are many, the briskas especially, who afterwards, they blow more, they blow a tutu, and a two, and they blow all kinds of kailas, to be ice all the possible shitas. So I don't get it. The Gemara says you're not allowed to blow it. Once you become mitzvah, there's an issur d'rabbanan to blow shofar. It's a Mishnah. You know, once you've become mitzvah shofar, you can't just take a shofar and blow. It says the tinaikis, you can let them blow. But you're not allowed to blow shofar for nothing. So these bristles are coming with all their chumras, and they're blowing more tkiyas. It's a kula, it's not a chumra. How do they do it? Zokta Nitziv. The Gaonim said to blow 100 kailas. The din of the Gemara is 60 kailas. It's in this, how could they add to it? Says his yisayid. You have a right, when you blow shofar, to be kaveya, whatever is the mitzvah. You want to be mamshach the mitzvah, you can be mamshach the mitzvah. As long as you're considering a part of the kiyum mitzvah, it's fine. So you can do 100 kailas. If you want to be yaitza, tutu type of tkiyah afterwards, as long as a person is mechavin, that it's all a chelik and a mitzvah, all of that is nichlal in the kiyama mitzvah. That's his yisayid. So I mentioned to you about six or seven mitzvahs that he talks about. He says about Kriya Shema also. The Achrayim tumult terribly. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? The first pasuk, the second pasuk, the whole first parasha. Yeah, like shittas all over the place. The arayas every which way from the Gemaras. He says the same thing. You can be yaitza kriya shema d'oraisa with shema yisrael shema kenei shema chad. You want to be mamshuch the mitzvah, you could be mamshuch. A person has a right to stretch mitzvahs. With this he answers the difficulties by kiddush and avdallah, the difficulties by kriya shema, all of the difficulties I mentioned. Now this is all in the Nitziv. It's just a little bit of what he says. In the Rav Henkin, in the Aliyas Eliyahu, they print from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was mechavin to the yisoid of the Nitziv. Rav Henkin just is a knech. He says there are many mitzvahs where it says the mitzvah in the Torah two times. It says do the mitzvah, and it says v'haya, and it should be, or similar lashon to v'haya, like tefillin. It says in the Torah, v'haya lais, it says uksharten, a maisa, v'haya. Rav Henkin says that whatever the Torah uses both lashonis, you can be mamshach the mitzvah. Uksharten, you tie the tefillin on your hand. Once you tied it and fastened it, finished, you did the mitzvah. Why do you keep on wearing it? V'haya tells you that a person has an ability to be mamshuf to pull the mitzvah longer. The same you say it as netziv, just with this knech, that a person has the ability to be mamshuf mitzvahs in cases such as this. So this is a yisayid ha-netziv. The ikkavas they get to us here in Pesachim is a beautiful teretz to a major problem about how we're yaitza kiddush. According to this, we really have to know, to be mechavin, that even though we yaitza kiddush in shul, that the kiddush ha-akais is a hemshech of the daraisa, which pashtus it's not. Like I said, it's very strange that the alakai should be the drabana, not alakai should be the daraisa. But this idea of being mamshach, of pulling a mitzvah, and they can go further. So this is a yesod of the netziv, and it's good. It's good for Sukkot, it's good for Pesach, it's good for Kiddush and Avdallah, Tkiyah Shofar, all these cases, and a few more, where he explains this idea in the Kiyam HaMitzvah. What? Yeah, so the Rav Henkin doesn't say it, but all the same mitzvahs as he says it, but okay. To find the gilut. Okay, wishing everybody a chag kosher v'sameach. Anybody wants to come after Bedika next week, you're welcome to, but that's optional. In 2 weeks, Chol Moed, that's obligatory. And Mirtz Hashem, hope to see you here on Leil Chol Moed Thursday night, Mishmar night.